Regional. To keep an eye out for them. Let's see this. Now, Chetzal Nalev. Or we had that. So we're going to start the Gemara again. Gemara Rashi and Tosis. Tana Amor, by the two dots. Chetzal Nalev. Tana Amor. Mocha La'echod. He sold three lands to one person. To one person, he told them both it is Venus and Boris, or in the Shoshim and the other, or he sold to three people. One who sold it is one who sold Venus, one who sold Ziboris. Ke'echod. He sold them all on the same day. So there's no way of us knowing which one of them was first.
Is Ke'echod both sides?
And that's the one I'm going to speak about. Well, the echod, you're saying, is the echod ke'echod? The one I'm going to speak about. So he sold it to one guy, only sold it to three guys, ke'echod. So he said, Kulon then they all share the same halacha as if it would have been the original seller. I mean, just that the original seller would have had to give the ibis to the Nizek. So the one who bought it is going to have to give this to the Nizek. And the one who bought it is going to have to give it to the Malchoy, to the Malbin. But if it was Bizarre, if he did the sale one after another, that means that one day he sold it to one person and the next day he sold his next land, then the last land, that was the Bnei, and that's the one that's the first point of call. Ain't no, there's not enough land in the last land to pay off all the chayvis, then go to Mishnah, then the claimants can come and claim from the previous land that was sold, in the second last land that was sold. They know if there's not enough land in that second last land to go around to all those people they owes, then go to Mishnah, then he can claim from even the one before. That's the dip. Now, Rabbi Yaakov's question I was going to ask in a minute. That what's the case with the one person? He sold it to one person. Did he sell it all in one day, or did he sell it one day after the next? But I want to do tesis. The law is if somebody buys a land, then the land is meshuvad, and since the land is meshuvad, so although he bought it, but those that are owed money have a right to take it away from him. That's the other base of Shiabudim. Now there's a halacha, if it's a mil baal peh, if it's baal peh, that means there was no shtaros, there's no coil, then you can't take it away from the lekuchos. Can't take away from the lekuchos. Simple understanding is because it's not fair for them. They had no way of knowing that he had been meshab in his field. If it was a document, there's a code. There's no code. So we there, it's the Chazal didn't allow you to take it away from the Lekuchus.
It's not the what authority does he have to say? Take my word for it.
Aided.
Oh, the aided them?
It wasn't written down. So there's no code. Wasn't a mice and based it. There was no Aided who saw the halal.
So the aided is just as strong as a star, but it's not as public.
Right. Right.
Yes, the okay.
Yeah. So that's a simple understanding. So if it's a milvah alpeh, then you can't be goyva from a shabbadim. If it's a milvah mishtar, then you can. So Teisa the kasha. What's the kasha? Teisa the masal. Nizokin was no documents. There's no documents for Nizokin. Damaged. From Mishabdi. So how can you tell me that the Lekoyach who bought the Idis has to pay up the Nizik? He bought something, there is no Shibud that's written, and the document's not documented. And if there's no document, then he shouldn't have to give up his land.
That is not Nizokin.
Mohan is a question, yeah. Mohan is a question. Mohan is okay.
It's the equivalent of a milvah of that.
Yeah, it wasn't written down, no document there. It says like a milvah pair, right?
Can we discuss the word of license? But does Nizam has got a base then?
Okay, we're going to say it's dead. Let's just catch. Those are catch walls, it's a milvah pair, milvah pair, you don't. Have you actually been saying something?
Just clarifying, it's both the Nizam and the Nobel pair are in the same position as there's no document that the buyers of the field know,
may not know. Right, yeah, that's right. Yeah, and so this is cash. We show you now the status. If so, Omar Bedin, once you stand in court, Kermilva Mishtar Domi, then it's equivalent to Milva Mishtar, Kedama Bagrizal Basso, the Kamadut. Like we find that in the Basse, and in many places, once you go to court, Kipshut and the Vatis, now there is a coil. Something goes to court, now there's a coil, and therefore it's like a Milva Mishtar. That's the first answer to Tesis. So what was the question? It's Milva Pen, there's no documents. Yeah, okay, there's no documents. We went to court. Since you went to court, then it's got the same din as a Milva Mishtar.
But also, then, is the
right, but since it went to court, we're talking about a case of Omar Bedin, and he's already took it to court, and since he took him to court, so it's as if there's a Milva Mishtar. That's the first test. So the first answer of Tesis is that we're talking about a specific case. They had gone to court, and since he went to court, therefore, it's like a Milva Mishtar. What would be if somebody dug a pit, and a show fell into the pit, and he hadn't gone to court yet. But he's definitely owes him the money. It's definitely his pit was damaged. According to the first interpretation, that's like a milvah pair. Milvah pair, you can't be good for Mishabod. If somebody bought a land, you can't take it away from him, because there's no milvah mishtar. It's only after you've gone to court, then we say it's got the same din as a milvah mishtar. Jotoy, because it's more of a curl. Now it says, it's got a new test. Inami. Milva aksuba betoya kiksuba bishtar damye b'chai. Beit is saying a chiddush, which actually achlikis in the Gemara. What's the din of a milva that's written in the Torah? Not a milva that was between me and you. Not that there's a chay because I decided to borrow money from you and you decided to lend money. So the reason why there's a chay between me and you is because of an agreement between the two of us. No, what's the name of something which the Torah says you have to pay? The Torah says you need to pay it. There, there's a tzad in the Gemara, and this is what this Torah is saying, our Gemara is going like, Milva, some of the Torah, alone, a chiyuv, a choyim, that's written in the Torah, that is the same din as one that's written documented, one that's got a shah. Just like, if you write the document, you can be going to Shabbatim. So to the Torah wrote it, you can be going to Shabbatim. So the Torah wrote, if somebody digs a pit and an animal falls in it, he needs to pay. So it's written in the Torah, he needs to pay. So that's like it's written in a document, and therefore you can be going to the courts. That's not the Gemara. The problem is, Havonek sounds good. Now it's written in the Torah, it's like written in a document, but the Havonishvet, because why is it that if it's not written in a document, why Milval Pair, you're not Guva from the Kupis? Why is it that if a Rekah bought a land, then even though that land is Meshuvah, it's Meshuvah because of Milval Pair, you can't take it away from the one that bought the land? Why is it? Because there's no Kur. So how does it help you that it's written in the Torah? Since it's written in the Torah, whoa, that's got Din of Milval Shtar, there's still no Kur.
Even in a private loan, there's two people, the loan's money gives them a star.
If it's a document, which is a proper document, to either signing on it or sign an IOU, it's a proper document, then there's a code.
Even if there's a haven, I mean, the community knows about it?
It's something which is the Kimnu Chazal, something which a person has to go get a safer, try the document, have people sign it. There's a code for such people here.
It's cool.
What's the code?
Is it called somebody had an accident, somebody behind somebody? Or are you also talking about
it? What are they going to do?
What?
It says, since the Torah wrote this in Zechiyah, therefore it's like a Golma Aksuba Bishtar. So what's the vault? If the vault is an accident, even as the Torah is not written about it, it would be a Kurma. It's because the Torah says you need to pay for it, therefore you can take it for the Kufis. So what's the shot? So, Achreim understand it now. Grow and others understand there's no Kurma. That's because the Torah wrote about it, doesn't mean it's a code. The Torah wrote about lots of dinim, that doesn't mean that we have to know a story happened. But since this chiyuv is such a strong chiyuv, it's generated from the Torah, not from an agreement between the two of us, then it's such a strong shibud, you can take away from someone even if there's no code. Generally, Chazal said, you can't take away the shibud if there's no code. If it's a chiyuv, which the Torah says is a shibud, and the shibud is so, so strong, then even though there's no kohel, it never, the person that bought it is a miskem. He lost his money now because he bought something without a kohel. He didn't know that was a shibud. But since the Torah says there is a shibud there, that shibud is so strong, therefore you can, the person who it's a shibud to has got more of a right to it than the one that bought it. It's two people fighting over land. One person bought it, and the other one said, no, it was meshubad to me. So normally we say, well, let's see what's their curl. If there was a curl, then I'm at fault. I shouldn't have bought it. The one that bought it was at fault, so that he loses it. Now we're saying, no, even if there's no curl, and the one that bought it was not at fault, but so what? The Torah said this land is meshubad to the other guy, so you've got somebody else's land. Dugma. What would be if I buy a land that's stolen? Somebody stole it and sold it to me. Stories of this happened the whole time, I guess. Somebody stole land and sold it to the next guy. So, although maybe there's no coin about it, but obviously the one that bought it bought stolen property, has to give it up. It's not his fault. Let's say it's not his fault. So what? It's still not your land. So here what the Torah says, this land is meshubad to the other person. So it's not your land. You bought it, miskan, but it's not your land. It belongs to the other person. If it's an agreement between the two of us, so Chazal said, since this agreement, this shibud is not such a strong shibud, it's just generated because of an agreement between the two of us, we're saying as long as no good, you can keep it. It's something which is, the Torah says in the shibud, that Chazal said, you have to go. And then which is the Meister base thing, which you need a document for, you have to verify, you have to get to the diet to ensure the shtar. That's where this curve.
That's the shtar.
That's not
the shtar.
It was a shtar,
and it wasn't about the base, and it's not about the shtar.
I don't think so. Then you get off.
Find out.
There you go. Let's
find out.
Well, it's not going to make such a difference, because if it is called the Melvashta, Bishta, then it means even that term you've got more of a curve would start to eat.
Yeah, sure. And so, the rubber is just brought
an animal falling in a pit.
An animal falling?
Animal fell in a pit. I dug a pit.
No, sorry, it was stealing.
Oh, something.
That's not a really fair comparison. Stealing.
Something
wrong
with that.
The person can steal still part. And secondly, if you really would have done the research, you would have found out that the shtar didn't belong to that person. So it's still an issue of problem.
I'm saying it was a theoretical case. If it would be that somebody bought a land that was stolen, then there's no code on. For whatever reason, there's no code. If it would be, he comes down and says, well, there's no code, I'm keeping it. Right? He comes down and says, no, I'm keeping it, because there is.
This
one for example. Yeah, you can't say, well, I'm keeping it because there's no coil, it's not yours. Just theoretical way, let's take that for the rest. That is definitely true. If somebody bought that land that's not his, right? Even if there's no coil, you can't keep it.
But they're in.
Even if, would you agree to the statement that even if there is no coil, he would not be able to keep it?
What?
Yeah. There's no way. It's not him. It wasn't in the bag. I'd like to discuss a theoretical case, right? Why shouldn't we discuss a theoretical case? Theoretical case, even if it's not, right? The example will come, we come up with loads of examples you want, but it doesn't make a difference so much. A case, what would be a case with somebody bought a land understanding that it was this guy's self, turns out it wasn't his guy, it wasn't this guy's self, and therefore the sale is obviously invalid. The answer, well, I bought it, right? It's not here. So he's saying it's the same shot by a little like sort of material. Although it was a shibud, and generally we say a shibud, the one that bought it, there's no coil, you can keep it. It's such a shibud, just a third sense, is meshubud to that other guy. It's so strong that you bought something that you have no right to buy. And therefore it goes back to the one that's meshubud to. That's the mahala. It's not like it's a prayer, it's a simple mahala. Means that although there's no coil, and there isn't a coil, although there's no coil, it's got the same din as the milva the one who bought it can't keep it, that's because of the coil. Milva you can't keep it because since the shibud is so strong, you can't.
Why can't you just say it in the case?
No, there isn't.
What?
The Chaim said there isn't. I'm not arguing with the Chaim. The Goyim and the Agron, and the Goyim said there's no coil.
There's no coil?
Yeah. So I'm not going to argue on that. Damages of the Torah. Somebody dug a pit, an animal fell inside it, somebody driving a car and smashed into the other person. All the examples of nothing in the Torah. No, the first sentence was you took it to base it, and then it's got the din of the shot. And the second interpretation is saying, even without thinking to base, since the shibud is there, minator the shibud is there, you have to give it back to that guy. And the fact that you bought it when there wasn't a curl is
a
sad thing. Curl, curl is that people talk about it, people know about it, it's a sound.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm trying to know what to do. Kuf vav lamet, curl. Kola shem bekoya. Right. Next up, that's the first part of tastes. So although Nizik might not be a star, it doesn't matter. So we're going through the Gemara again. And this time, we're focusing on tesis, and there'll be points which will be different to how the Rosh Hashanah, and we'll point them out, and we'll move along as we go. So, we're up to in the Gemara now. Machon Me'echot Heki Dom, which is about 12 lines up from the end of the Olam.
What's the first one?
Ein Loi Goyva Meshelepnei Fono.
Okay, got it.
Machon Me'echot Heki Dom. What's the case when you sold it to one guy? What's the case? He sold all three to one guy at the same time, simultaneously. And what was the deal? That this one guy's got the same deal as the original seller. That means he has to give up the Yiddish to the Balfour, to the Nizik, he has to give up the Yiddish. Well, that's not Kiddush, says the Gemara. Hashtag is Shloisha. If ready for three people, to three people, when you saw one after another on the same day. But the Ikeda Meimah, we could say, Chad Minayu Kodim. One of them bought first, could have said that. And yet, Omer Sotari said, Kulon Nechnasu Tatsa Bainim. They all have the same status as the original seller, meaning that the one that bought the Ikeda has to give it up and give it to the Nizik. Mokron, the airport, if he sold it all three to one person, you need to tell me the din. You need to tell me that he's got the same din as the original seller. If already three people, one of them could have said, hey, the one that bought it, it's going to say, I bought I will first. I'm not giving my up my this. I will first. I left Nechirim. But nevertheless, we say, no, you have to pay. Why do you have to pay? Because we treat them as if they all bought at the same time. Certainly one guy that bought all three on the same day would have to have that same deal. So why do we need to tell me the case? It's obvious, right? It's obvious, don't need to tell me that. So we have here, the Gemara is going to say the Teretz, remember what the Teretz is? They bought the Ibis at the last, he bought them one after another. They bought one today, next one the next day, and they barely bought the Ibis. That's going to be the answer to the Gemara. But we have here two tastes to learn. The Ikir Amira, the Teretz is Eino Yomim Shavonov, we learned to Rebbe, we learned it in the Rosh. But the Ikir Amira, the Teretz after that. The Ikir Amira, the Chad If three people bought all on the same day, really, it's possible that one of them bought first. How is that possible? Have a look at the Shtar, see? No, because you can't see on the Shtar. The increase in Shois El Birushalayim. In Jerusalem, they had the takonis to write the hour when the Shtar took place. But everywhere else, they don't. And therefore, every time you have a document that says a date, it's possible that this particular person bought before the next guy. Now, each one of them could have said, I'm not paying because I have to pay for it, right? But nevertheless, they can't. We're not allowing it to. We say they all have the same thing as the original account. The one that bought this has to pay out the this. So certainly, if it's one guy, more from the airport, the Vassach has been bought. And this thesis is a very, very geschmack thesis. It's like a three-liner. It's a very geschmack. There's lots of gems inside it. So we're going to go over the stasis a little bit slower. We're going to learn the stasis a little bit slower. And there's points in it that doesn't fit in with the Rosh that we learned. So, Tosis says, the Gemara says, if you sold all three to one guy, the Vasachas, is obviously he has to pay the Idis. Now, do you remember the Gemara, the end of the Gemara said that Ishaskus, if you're quiet, that'll be good. If you're not quiet, what am I going to do? I'm going to give one man, I'm going to get back to the Gurus. Right? Now, who can say that? If one person bought three lands, or three individuals who bought, each one bought one land? One. That means one person who bought three lands has got more of a power to get out of it than three. So today's got a problem. Here we're saying, if already three people who bought one after another on the same day, then the one that bought the Idis is trying to give up the Idis. Certainly, if it's the same guy who bought all three, he has to give up the Idis. So it's not a question of that. Because even if he bought all three on one go, he could say, I'll give back the Ziburis. And therefore, I'm not going to pay the Idis. Right? If the Maskonis are Gemara, the Gemara is going to say afterwards that you've got this power of threatening or maybe a din. That applies even if you bought all three in one go. He bought all three in one go, he'll say, I'll give back the Zipuris. So this Gemara that says, Mocha Be'echmi Boy, Abadi, he's got the din of the Balabais. That's only before we knew this Chiddush of the Gemara coming up. Soon the Gemara is going to tell us the Chiddush, so you've got power to say, no, I'm going to give it back. And I'm not going to pay the Idis. Okay, at that stage, you're not harming, but that, at the moment we don't
get it. Just depends whether it'll be part of one after the other.
Right, even the one
thing. It'll be part of one after the other. Right. It just knows all of them. So he's in the position to give that visit for us, whereas
right.
The other...
Nachon. That's Tosis cash, or point. So Tosis, Machon, the heck of the Basach, is me boy. Hashtar, at the moment, currently, we haven't yet thought about this svar of the ishoskis. If you're quiet, take what you get. Otherwise, I'm going to give back the ziburis. That's the end of Tosis. The rest of it are gems. But that's the end of Tosis' point. Hashtag adain loy asik adaitei taimer the ishoskis. At the moment, we don't yet know, we haven't thought about and raised this idea that he could have said Ishoskis. Because had he been able to say, we know about Ishoskis, then by met one person is more Bechidosh than by three people. By three people, the one that bought it, it has to be it is. But by one person, when he's got always the leverage to say, I'll give back the Zipporis, it's a Chiddush to say you should have to pay the Ibis. Because he could say, take the Zipporis, otherwise I'll give it back. So when the Gemara said, if only three people is the same thing as the original seller, certainly one, that's only because we don't yet know this Svar we're going to say soon on Ishoskis. Had we known that Svar, then he wouldn't have said certainly one. It's not true. The one's got this leverage, you'd be able to say, give it back.
He's in a better position than the actual owner.
Right. That's true. Yes. Right.
So it's not really seeing issues with the actual owner, he's actually better.
Well, so that is what Tosis said. Now here comes those of Ha'oris and Tosis, which is Tosis adding to this vault of Tosis. Now what Tosis is saying, that he could say, I'll give it back. Drink Tosis, but he bought them at one time. If he bought them one time, what does it say in the document? I bought it is Ben Ziburis. If you give the star back, then what are you giving back? All three. So you can't say, I'll give back the Ziburis. If you bought one after another, I think one's going to be soon. I understand. You're going to say, you're going to give back the star of the Ziburis. There is all three on one star. If three, all three on one star, so you can't say, I'm going to give it back. If you give it back, you're shooting yourself in the foot. You're losing all your land. Right? That's Tosis is Kasha now, what you just said. Anyone have a problem with that? Tosis is saying, if they're all on one star, like, you can't do it, because if he gives it back, he's has to give back also in this and the pain in this.
He just
didn't
have any. He just reprimanded the star, he's giving back in. Just write a new star for the Edis only, for the Zboros only. And he still has a star for the other ones. So.
You're saying he could set it?
Yeah.
Set, right?
Yeah, or just write a new star.
What's mean to write a new star? Make a new sale.
Right.
I'll sell it. The Rosh learned that that's what the Gemara means. The Rosh says, when he says, I'll give you back the star, that was Lav Dafka. Remember the Rosh? Lav Dafka, it doesn't mean he'll give back the star, because giving back the star is not going to help. The Rabbi means I'll make a new sale. The Tosis, Mukach, doesn't let it. So he's just saying, if you're going to give back the shah, you're going to have to give back the all. It's just going to get out some other answer. Why? Because Tosis understands that Pshat Gemara means that. Hadron Hashtar is not, I'm going to make a new sale. I'm not making a new sale. Hadron Hashtar means I'll give it back as if it didn't happen. I'll possibly give back the shah as if the sale, original sale, didn't happen. So Tosis says, if you're going to give back the shah as if the sale didn't happen, then the business and the supposed also didn't happen. And therefore, you're going to, if this baby's voice, so it's not going to help you, but not. You're going to give out this voice, meaning you're going to make it if the whole sale didn't happen, then the whole thing didn't happen. And Tosis says, it's cash, so it's not going to help you then. So Tosis says, no, still would be good. Why? Because Yochor Lichboish Hashtag. See where it is in Tosis? Yochor Lichboish Hashtag. Even if all three are written on the same star, he could still make it if the sale didn't happen. How? Yoch lichpoish.
Oh, what's that
word? It comes from the word conquer, but it doesn't mean that here. It means to hide. To bury underneath rubble. Kobush. That's the kobush. Kobush, what's kobush? Kobush. Something soaked in water, right? It's completely covered in water. Kobush, kobush. Pickled. Right. That's the idea, same here. I'll pickle this star. I'll hide this star. And I'll put it underneath. We won't be able to find it. You have a lich with the star. I'll tell the baile in Belaka Shah, here, take back the ziburis. I never bought the ziburis. I never bought the ziburis. It's gifting.
There's one star.
The star don't exist. I've hidden the star.
You've hidden the star?
I've now got Idis and Venus, which I bought, and I bought Ziboris. I'm gifting the Ziboris back to the original owner. I'm saying I never bought it. So now, Yeah, that's basically what I'm doing. I'm doing it about it. I'm saying I never bought it. I'm doing it about it. I never bought the zip books. I didn't buy the zip
books. If you don't want that.
Huh? You
want
to get all the money back?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Maybe he wants at the moment now, he wants to keep his idis. That's his main thing. He's got this idis land which he can make millions on. He's got this Ziborius which he can't. So
why
does
he necessarily push the star?
Because if he's going to give back the star, if the way he's going to make the sale didn't happen by giving back the star, then he's going to lose his idis, Benis, and Ziborius. So that's not going to help him. He wants to just give up the Ziburis. He doesn't want to give up the Idis Benis. So he goes, no, another Itzah. He'll hide the Shah. And he'll make it as if he never bought the Ziburis. He'll make it as if he didn't buy the Ziburis. And forget about the money back. Remember, he wants to get this guy off his back. He wants to keep his Idis. Right? The Nizik is one economic figure. It is. He said, listen, there's the Ziburis by the original seller. Is that? Go and get it. He's denying he ever bought it. So what do you want to talk about? I don't have a document. Denying he ever bought it. I only bought Idis and Bainis. That's why. And Mamela says, places. Yes, he's like, Yoch alach boish eshtar or lahatzeh adibos ebainim ki'ilu loikono me'oilom. He's gonna know you. That's right. He's gonna tell the Nizik, go and get from the Ziburis. Why? Because if you don't want to take from the Ziburis, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say that I never bought the Ziburis. And the Ziburis is by the original owner, and you can go and claim from the original. So here, take the Ziburis. You don't want the Ziburis? I'm going to give it back to the original owner. I'm going to give it back to the original owner, not by returning the Shah. That's not going to help me. I'm going to give it back to the owner by saying I never bought it. I'm admitting I never bought this. Never bought this land. So maybe you have to go and take it from the original owner.
What you want here, but it's not true.
Yeah, I'm lying. I'm lying.
It's not true, and therefore it is yours.
How do you know it's not true?
It's the case that we're saying that it's lying.
Yeah, how do you know it's not true?
I don't know the death of
it. It's got hidden. There's no star. It's cold.
Everyone with the memory is a call. Everyone knows that he bought that.
How do you know?
Because we saw him working on it every day.
It's a toil. I was a worker.
They asked the neighbors and he said, yeah, he didn't purchase it.
How do you know?
And then one of them gave us his dye, the dye that was on base when he purchased it.
Okay, very good. Good.
Dye's not on.
You could go much quicker to ask the country. Asking the country, you could have got a bit quicker. But we'll come to the country. First of all, what Taisa is saying? Taisa is saying that when the Gemara says returning, it didn't mean I'm sending it back. Because remember, Yossi had the kasha. You sell it back. Who says the person wants to buy it? Right? Taisa, maybe, perhaps, was bothered about that question. And didn't learn that it means I'm going to sell it back. Sell it back to you. Who says you want to buy it back? It means I'm going to make it as if I never bought it. How's it going to be as if I never bought it? I'm going to give back the shtar, and that means it, here I never bought it. By giving back the shtar, so I've lost any documents that it was mine, so it's as if I never bought it. That's what Taisa understood. Right? Taisa is that if all three are written on the same shtar, you can't do that. So it says, all right, it doesn't mean you have to necessarily give back the shtar. You can hide the shtar as well. And now there's no proof that I bought this Ziburis. And I'm going to say, no, I'm giving back that. Now I'm going to say that I never ever bought this Ziburis, and therefore the Mazik should go, the Nizik should go to the original owner to go and get it, because I never bought it.
So what happens to the original owner? He can go and take the property because he actually has.
But he's going to have to give it to the guy.
No, about the Nidus and the Venomous. He still has a short, he has one star, so it's now
the
star.
There's no star.
So how are we going to be able to solve that?
Okay, problem? Also a good
now
question.
That we won't be able to do anything.
Also a good question.
But what things to give?
So Yossi has a cash. Yossi makes a whole big story of a diet. There's Adim who saw that he sold this land. The man said it was a star. I mean, there was Adim who signed on the star, right? So if there's Adim who saw he sold the land, how can you say... I didn't buy it. It's Adam who saw he did. kill it.
Once it's lying,
So that's the castle. This is what you're asking, and that's basically a continuation. What Yeshua is carrying on. There must be Edim who saw it, because why he's keeping the Idis and the Bainis. Why? Because there are Edim who saw the sale of the Idis and the Bainis. So he's keeping it, even though there's no Shtar, because there's Edim. So there were Edim also in the book. So how can he say, well, I'll hide the Shtar and I'll give it back? What's that mean? Right? That's the catch which is bothering you. To the point, right? There's Edim.
Even if
there,
it makes sense.
What does
it
make sense?
He bought it. It's technically halachically his.
Yeah.
Now you can send him to the original owner
and say, go and take the benefit.
He didn't say, we bought it. I sold the land. Go chase up. We want to fund it. So even if he doesn't, even if he agrees with that buy, 10 years later, the one who purchased it says, I was just joking. This is my land. I'm a star. I never gave him the land. He'll say,
never heard of the
fact. I pretended it was sold. I was joking.
I think I did enough. The Valkyrie took the Nizik took the Zibois.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Of course he does.
Is
he does? The Nizik got, but like some were saying, had a shin wound.
What?
He's got a right to take it.
No, I purchased it.
Set up. What's the thing if you purchase the land and the Nizik comes along and says, this land is Meshuggah to me? What happens?
I'll say
you
go chase up that.
No. Yeah. Too bad. This land.
Yeah.
At the time when the Nizik took the land, what are you doing about that? You're going to that. Nizik has more right than the person that bought it. So he got the land at the time. So you did that. Because even if you did own it, then you wouldn't have taken it down. The fact that you had a shtar shown you bought it then wouldn't have made any difference. The Nizik gets this now. The Nizik could have made all the Idis. But okay, so you get the bad deal. You tricked him into getting the Zibros. He got the Zibros. But that's his now, because the Nizik Shibos was before you bought it.
The Idis went down and the Zibros went up and died. You know, I got switched now.
Doesn't help. Because at the time of the claiming is what happened.
Could the Nisa, once he realizes 2 years later that there's a this game?
No,
game
there,
game. No, no, just,
that
could
is
go, could
practical
go back
to the that's yeah. Practical rabbinics, and there's people who are employed for that. I don't know. It's not in Havana. There's lots of what if we can make up. It's not in Havana. Havana was saying here that we've got a question in Havana. Tais is saying that he could say, I'll hide the star and Kilu didn't buy it. I mean, Kilu, you didn't buy it. There's Aiden who saw you bought it. So here's a gewaltige chiddush, which I'm going to speak about. That there's something called a dois baldin. A dois baldin is stronger than two Aiden. A dois baldin, I admit I didn't buy it. So even the two Aiden saying we saw you bought it, and since there's a dois baldin saying I didn't buy it, I'm more believed than the Edim. I'm believed greater than the Edim to say that I didn't buy this land. And therefore, he didn't own it. He doesn't own it. Wow. He admitted he never owned it. When those found in, Yosef, we met Edim. If somebody admits that he didn't buy it, there could be all the Edim in the world saying he did. When those found in, is that he did not buy it.
So the mailer goes back to the
so
original.
Later age goes back
even without his das.
You don't need the original owner's das then. This is the mailer over the Rosh's pshat.
The original owner doesn't even know he now has ownership of this. He's blind to it.
Right. Since the one who bought it admitted he didn't buy it, so that he didn't buy it. If he didn't buy it, it still belongs.
So
the guy's admitting, the one who bought it is admitting that this land is not his. It's still the original owners. And they don't spell it in. It's amazing. No,
this is admitting point against your interest, and here the admitting is actually going in favor of his interest. His interest is to keep his. So why should he be more than me?
That's the question. You hear the question? They don't spell it in is if I'm admitting a debt here by owe money, so it does spell it in. I admit I didn't buy something. It does spell it in. Here, The reason why he's being moida is in order to gain and all the other idiots. Who says you would say there's nothing to be made on in that case?
He's still losing money though.
Very good.
I'll be back.
What are
you
talking
about?
It's
you mean you're
going to
go back?
I'm going to Vinny never bought. It's
not going to get another one. What? No, he's his money back. He's his money back. Get rid of the why do you guys save it? It couldn't be sent. He bought $1 million for that land.
He paid $1 billion for this.
It's used. Right. What? Exactly. But you could easily just say money back tax. It's used in deceit.
Let's leave our live out of this. Leave it all out. Yeah, you're okay.
He asked
it in a very, very correct way of asking. Does Baldin is that you are admitting something which goes against your interests. Here, this is for his interest, not against his interest. So leaving out deceit and all the, has a good friend who was and share with me in Shiva, and he got engaged, and to somebody from my shul, I've got good boss, very yekish, very straight forward, the person, the father of the bride, and said to say some Torah. So my friend said over Torah, but then I took at the time about a lulav gozel. Take a lulav, it's stolen, the mitzvah of Baba Avera, and the father was so upset about it. Well, stealing the seed, using for mitzvah, what's happening? How can you speak about such a topic? So that's all. Yeah,
he did.
That's how it goes. That's the Siddur Hashem, the happy marriage.
Okay.
But let's leave aside the Helgus for the time being. Yeah, I think you can take a lulav, whatever. Yeah, okay. See, the same idea here, really, but. If you sure ask it in the way it should be asked, it's not Hidayis Baldin. Hidayis Baldin is going against your favor. Here it's going for your favor. And if Tovid answered it, that at every point you have to focus on what he's doing. What he's doing is, he is giving up land. That's what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's giving up land, which is Hidayis Baldin. Now, it's true, one second, he's giving up land. If he gives up land, what's going to happen? Now, the Nizik will have to only be able to get from the... He's not going to lose money, but the Nizik won't be able to get the Idis. Nizik will still get his money.
Let's just say that.
Not actually
giving
up
anything,
it's the same thing, because if he's taking the land
as a shibboleth, so you can go back to the original owner and say pay up. Maybe he says I never bought it, you can't tell the original owner to pay up.
Why would he ever do this as opposed to just saying take the words?
Same thing.
He said he owns.
The same thing with Zibut, but the guys have given it in this. You owe me in this. How can I read your back to Zibut? Since Rashi says it's not only sale because you said the guy will buy it. But rather by saying you never have a box.
The Warren still didn't think of that. The Warren brings them all the enemies and they'll take back.
How will he do? Who will take it back? The original owner. Since says, you know why how he will take it back? By me denying I ever got it.
Maybe he wants to give us a case where even if he were to disagree and think about
it, that is fine.
He's so forth to him.
He doesn't even know
that. Like Rebbe Shlomo Meirosh, who said the cloud, Meirosh says, you don't even need to give it back. The fact that I could claim that, but who said the guy's going to want to buy it back? Right? That was your cash there. But today, it says, save has nothing to do with it. A new sale. Forget, I'm giving back the old star, or hiding the star and Hidayis Baldin, admitting that I never bought this land. Achilles Yolim, that you can admit that you never bought the land, which is going in your favor, because you're keeping it is that way. But since the first point of court is I'm saying that I'm giving up land, which is a quote from me, that we say Hidayis Baldin, so say Hidayis Baldin, and then he can tell the guy, take the Ziboris.
So it's not a mitzvah of Avera?
There's no mitzvah. What's a mitzvah?
Oh, halacha.
Mix it with one of the lands.
Why don't mix it with that? No.
Tora said to do that. Yeah, Tora said.
No, it said that the original owner had no right to sell it, and therefore this land was meshuvah to this guy. Nothing to, no mixes for me. This land is meshuvah. I managed to get out of it by saying. That makes us to behave like Jews. That makes us a mitzvah. No, it's not. So that's these five texts. Now, there is a really, really difficult catch on this. Granted, everything we said till now, that they're just telling us that you're not doing a new sale. You're not doing a new sale. What are you doing? You're giving back the shtar as if I never bought it. Or, Hodo is bound in as if I never bought it. That's what we're doing here. And that's how you're going to get out of paying the iddis. It's a tremendous big cash on this. Remember what the answer to the Gemara was? Why is it that if a guy bought the iddis, paid his iburis, why the met, can he not tell the mazik, the nizik, go claim from the iburis? Remember what the Gemara answers?
Oh, yeah, that's because it went to an inheritance.
Because we're talking about the Yoshim, talking about these serving. Therefore, if you give it back to them, it's as if new land which they receive after the death of the father, and therefore you won't be able to claim from those who say.
Oh, so the property is actually going back into the estates for this kind
of thing. What's the cash there?
That's not, it doesn't treasure the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that he's forced into giving the balance because.
If the pshat is he denies he ever bought it, it's not just he's selling back. It's just it was theirs. It was their father's. They received it to Jerusalem.
So then they could collect from it.
So you should collect from it. So these pshat places negative Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say the pshat is ki'ilu, I never bought it. The Rosh says, Pshatat Kilo, I'm sending it back. So if you're sending it back, you can't send it tomorrow. You can't send it back to Yoshim. But according to Zosis, the Pshatat Kilo, you never bought it. If it's Kilo, you never bought it, then it would go back to the Yoshim. Because it's Kilo, the father never sold it. If the father never sold it, then the Yoshim were Yorish, then they could. And then they could jolly well. Mother than is it could go to the ocean to claim it.
It's answering
the kids.
No, you're
not. Yeah, Tosis is explaining how it's worked. Tosis said we don't yet know the maskana, because once you know the maskana, this is what he could say. Right? Once we know the maskana that he could say shatskis, then he could say, even one star he could say. What could he say? He could say, I never bought it. Or if he's got different stones, he can give back the stone. Make kielu loy kolam me'olam. Loshen of Tosis. Kielu loy kolam me'olam. He never bought it. He's denying he ever bought it. That's what we're doing here.
Right.
If he never bought it, then it always belonged to the original guy. If it always belonged to the original guy, then the Yoshim or Yorish it. If the Yoshim or Yorish the land that belonged to the original guy, then the Nizik can jolly well go to the Yoshim to get it back. And the Gemara said that we must be talking about a case where the Yoshim, and therefore the Nizik will not be able to get it from the Yoshim. It's Mukha from the Gemara, the Pshat is a new sale. Not that it's as if the sale never took place, but rather there'll be a new sale that the one who bought it will sell it back to the original owner. And on that, the Gemara is saying, if the Yoshim, if the original owner died, he can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Maram Shif's Kasha on Tosis. See the Maram Shif? You know where Maram Shif is?
Mm-hmm.
Where would Maram Shif be?
On the bottom of the page.
Top of the half a line. I'm going to read out to you, Poshut. It's Mamish half a line. Create the Maram Shif on Tosis. Yes, Amadari. Levi is there. You know where it is? No, it's on the back of the Gemara.
Oh.
Maram Shif. At the back of the Gemara, not at the bottom.
That's
Maram. Oh, Maram right. Shif is someone else. In the old print, it's on page Chaf Aleph. You go to the others.
Yeah, It's in this.
Anyway, I'll read it out to you because the first one line will take too long.
For the worship.
After, I'll just throw the one of the last version for the rib. For the rib. You're in the model. Good.
That's super bad.
For the rib.
Before the rib.
Something
says, I'm going to be ready looking for it now. Go back. Before the Mia Pen, I am.
Is it before your pen?
Yeah.
Oh.
More. Yeah, you should hit it.
Also, not for the margin.
Before the margin. Before the margin. I'm safe. Okay, so I'm reading out to those that didn't yet know to find it. Lefi is there, he said the places from the second piece of Chesed and Aleph. Lefi is there, Af Amal de Biyasi Eskin, or even if it's on the Yisrael, Adayin Lei Melei, he can still say, like a Mishnah and Shkoh, the Ziburis, I'll hide, take the Ziburis and I'll hide it. He did a like a Nisi Ma'ol, but if I never bought it, Biyish Biyashi. And there is some answer, you have to know what the answer is. This is the big cash on this.
Yep,
so let's see how many gems we have in place. Tosafot told us that this Gemara is Kasha. Tosafot, I'm just summing up Tosafot. Tosafot started off saying, this Gemara is Kasha. It said, if already three people are treated like the original owner, certainly one person is treated like the original owner. Since Tosafot, it's all before we know the Maskana that he could say, Ishoskus, if you're going to be quiet. V'iloi, I have to shtom on the mori, if not, I'll return it back. Because once we know that he could always sign that I'll return the shtar to the owner, original owner, one guy is better than three guys. He's got more leverage than the three guys. Three guys, each one bought one land, they have to give up their land. But one guy, since he could put a fast one and say, take the Ziburis, I'm not done, give back the Ziburis, therefore, the one guy has got more of a power than three guys. That's the Tosafot. Then Tosafot said, for one second, we're talking about all them together. So they're all them all together, all on the same shtar. How could he say Shostis Shtoik? We know you have to shtar Amari. If you give back the shtar, you give back all three. That's Tosafot's kasha. From Tosafot's kasha, we see that when he says, if you're quiet, if not, I'll give back the shtar, it doesn't mean I'll make a new sale. Because if it means making a new sale, I don't care what's written in the shtar. You have all three in one time, I'm going to give back a sale, I'm going to make a new sale. So the Rosh says it means to make a new sale. Problem was that was like Yossi said, that who says the guy wants to buy it back? The original owner wants to buy it back. But Tosafot doesn't learn like that. Tosafot learns, it doesn't mean I'm going to make a new sale. It means I'm going to deny as if the sale ever took place. I'm going to give back the shtar, meaning I'm going to say as if the sale didn't take place. So for Tosafot, give back the shtar, it means you're going to deny all the sales. So you're not going to help yourself at all. You're going to lose your ears. So it's totally right. It doesn't mean I'm going to give back the shtar. I'll hide the shtar. I'll make it if I never bought the Ziburis. Right, Yossi, what do you mean? It's Aiden that you bought it. Chidush Gola in Tosafot that Hidois Valdin Kimei Aiden Domi. I can deny, I can admit I ever bought it. And by doing so, even if there's Aiden, I bought it, it doesn't matter. It now goes back to the original owner. If it goes back to the original owner, the Nizik will have to go to the original owner and won't come to me. The big cash on Tosafot, which we've left off, is that if the pshat is that he's going to deny he ever bought it, then it should work even with the same name as well. And the Gemara was mavoe that he can't say that I'm going to give back the shtar or deny I never bought it, because if so, even by every Nizik, he should be able to do that. One guy bought all three. You should always be able to tell the Nizik, I'm going to give you back the Ziburis. Right? And it must be, because we're talking about the same, that's why you can't do that. But if the pshat is, you're going to deny ever had it, then even when you say it, you should be able to do that as well. That's the big kasha on Tosafot. Around ship's kasha. So if David is flying the aircraft up there in Shemayim, you'll be thinking, how can you answer Tosafot's kasha? How can you answer this big kasha on Tosafot? Tosafot is learning, pshat in the Gemara, you're giving back the shtar, meaning I'm denying the sale ever took place. That's what I'm doing. I'm not doing a new sale. I'm denying the sale ever took place. So as we go through the Gemara says, well, then every nizik should be able to, every mazik, every the person that bought one land should never have to give the nizik it is, because he could always say that the sale took place, never took place. And to reach the Gemara answer, no, but when you save him, how's it going to happen? To make save him? If the sale never took place, and it always belonged to the Nisemian's father. And if so, they were Yoyoshit. If they were Yoyoshit, then people can take from the land of the Yisemian. Because it's not theirs, it's the father's. That's the big casualties. There's two returns. Maram ship was made by Yesh Liash. The question is, what the Yishuv is? There is a Yishuv, it's a little bit yundic, but we're going to come back to this point again. When we go through the Gemara now, as we go through, we're going to now know that there's a new way of learning it. We're going to have to focus on both ways as we go through. Okay, so have a good day. The Hamashon to David. Come back soon. He did not, no? And the people used to be more loyal.